Herb. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps behind the black, and we're headed to a very important event at Vostochny, the new Russian spaceport, a launch. Bob, what launch?
This is an important launch because Russia needs a new rocket to be able to do any of its proposed space station or future planetary exploration, any manned program it's going to have down the road when ISS goes away. If it's going to have anything, it needs this rocket. It's called Angara. And they have done a bunch of launches of Angara in the past, a whole range of launches. It's a rocket that has many configurations. It could be a small rocket. It could be a very big heavy lift rocket. And the heavy lift version had launched once back in 2014, a decade ago. And then no launches. And then it was revealed there were serious technical problems with the rocket itself that required a major redesign. So it's a decade since Angara 5, A5, the big version, had launched. And this is the version they need to have a manned program and a space station. So this past week, they had two different launch aborts shortly before launch. But this week, they finally successfully did a second test launch of Angara A5 and successfully put it in orbit. It had a dummy payload, so it didn't really have anything on board, but it was to test this rocket. Now, what makes this important for the Russians is it's demonstrated now it has a rocket that it can put up big modules for a space station, that it can put up major capsules and material for putting people into orbit, because other versions of Angara, the smaller versions, can replace the Soyuz rocket as well. The long time it took them to get this rocket launched tells us a great deal about whether they will ever launch at all, John, because their system is very slow and inefficient. But either way, they have a possibility now, and it's important to note.
We go to China. They've launched to lunar orbit. What is the mission, Bob?
This is the Kuaiqao, I'm maybe pronouncing that wrong, I'm not Chinese, but it's a relay satellite. It's the second one they put up in orbit around the moon to relay communications from the surface back to Earth, especially on the far side. They've now announced it has successfully completed tests in lunar orbit. It's now ready to operate for future as well as ongoing missions on the far side of the moon. It's in a very relatively stable orbit around the moon, and therefore it'll be there for a very long time, and that's unusual for a lunar orbit. In addition, it has increased significantly their communication coverage at the South Pole region of the moon, which is where they want to build their base as well as us. And so China is moving forward very successfully, John, and we have to watch them.
Yeah,
they're doing it well.
This is a team play, too, because Angara would help their boost power. Also, Angara doesn't drop on a population. And finally, Bob, TESS. What is TESS and safe mode?
TESS is a space telescope for looking at transiting exoplanets, discover exoplanets. It looks at the whole sky quickly. It's presently in safe mode. On April 8th, it went into safe mode while they were doing engineering upgrades. So we don't know what's wrong, and they say they hope to get it fixed in coming days, but it does suggest from these facts that maybe they did an oops while they were trying to do those engineering upgrades, and that means they can fix it pretty well. So we'll just wait.
We've had good success over the years, Bob. Safe mode does not mean doom at all. It's a precaution,
it
means they think they know how to fix it.
Yes, that's exactly right. But they might have caused it for all we know. They didn't tell us, so that's what I wonder about.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I love the three-legged hopper in the Vomit Comet. I think that's... Congratulations to German students for coming up with this concept. We'll follow it over the years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.